turn our attention next to Tehillim Kapitel Lamed, Tehillim Psalm 30. Again, a very famous Kapitel Tehillim. We recite it every day, and it's because of the title Posuk. It has a special connection to a Chanukah Sabayis, whether it is the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash or even if it is the inauguration of a person's private home. We also refer to that as Chanukah Sabayis. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. This is a song sung by David on the occasion of the Chanukah Sabayis, of the beginning of the installation, the inauguration, the opening ceremonies of the establishment of the Beis HaMikdosh. Now, obviously, David HaMelech himself did not live to see the Chanukah Sabayis. He didn't build the Beis HaMikdosh himself, but rather it was done at the hands of his son Shlomo. And as we will go through the Psukim, we will see that it is very difficult to find a connection between the theme of all of these Psukim and the theme of a Chanukah Sabayis, the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdosh. Rather, we see here either a prayer for healing or a prayer for forgiveness. Then you could read it both ways. Radak prefers to see this entire Kapitel Tehillim as David HaMelech's plea for forgiveness and his acknowledgement and thanks of the forgiveness he achieved for his sins from God. And that indeed, it is only because God forgave him that he was zocher that his son built the Beis HaMikdosh. David had his opponents. His opponents felt that he was a sinner. They even felt that never could the Beis HaMikdosh be built on the, at the hands of, with the hands of Shlomo, because Shlomo, after all, was a product of the relationship between David and Bathsheba. And how could a person born from that woman be the king and the builder of the Beis HaMikdosh, which after all is a place for forgiveness, for Slicha v'chapora, and Shlomo's birth, David, Shlomo are therefore involved with sin and couldn't have a connection to the Beis HaMikdosh. However, God forgave David his sin. Shlomo did achieve the Melucha in spite of the efforts of other sons of David to become king, and therefore David chooses, writes Radak, to compose this Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, as because it mentions here the forgiveness that he achieved for his sins, which is what allowed his son to be the one who built the Beis HaMikdosh. So the pasuk begins, "Aromimcha Adonai ki gilisoni velo simachto oivali." God, I will praise you, I will exalt you, because you have fetched me up. I have sunk into the pit of sin, and you raised me out of it. And therefore, lo simachta oivali, you did not allow my enemies to rejoice over me. My enemies felt that I would never be forgiven, but I was forgiven. Adonai Elohoi, shivati eilecha vatir poeni. God, I cried out to you, I asked for your forgiveness, and you healed me, meaning you healed me from the illness of sin. Radak, Sheripesa osi mi madvei hanefesh. You healed me from the illness of the soul, from the sickness of my soul. Adonai he'eliso min sheol nafshi chiyisani miyor divor. God, you lifted up my nefesh, my life, from the sheol, from hell, from gehenom, from the depths. Made me live, and in making me live, you separated me from those who descend into the pit. You forgave me, and therefore I did not slip as others did into the pit of eternal punishment. And therefore, because of this theme of forgiveness, because of the fact that Teshuvah is effective, which is a major theme in David's life and in Tehillim, the effectiveness of tshuva, of returning to God. So David now experiencing this healing, this being uplifted from the pit, this being rescued from the sheol, from the grave, from the
eternal grave, from Gehenom. Therefore, he calls out to all pious people and says, Zamru ladonoi chasidov hodu l'secher kodsho. All chasidim, all pious people, should sing and thank to God, ki yislach lashovim elov, the words of Radak, because God forgives those who return to him. That just because a person sinned one time, no matter how great the sin, if he returns to God with a sincere heart, God will accept his tshuva. And this is a reason to praise God, v'hodu l'zecher kodsho. Because after all, ki rega bi'apo, even if God is angry, he's angry for a moment. Only for a moment. Chayim birtzono. But a lifetime is his ritzoi. A lifetime is his time of appeasement. God is angry with a person for a moment, but then he becomes appeased for a long time. And Radak refers us here, of course, to the Shlosh Esrei Midos, the 13 characterizations of God's mercy, and the key to them all is Ki Midas HaTovo Mimenu Merubo Al Midas HaPuronos, that God's Tova is outweighs by a factor of hundreds his Midah of Puronos, his Midah of punishment. Bo'erev Yolon Bechi, is very possible for a person to go to sleep at night in tears, and behold, V'laboker Rino, and he wakes up in the morning singing the song. That overnight, he's forgiven. Then David goes, and again, following Radak, into an analysis, a deep analysis of the mentality, of the psychology of the sinner, of all of us. We all feel that we're not going to sin. We're not Rishoyim, we're not wicked. We're intelligent, we're moral, we're ethical people, and we can control ourselves. And therefore we say, V'ani omarti v'shalvi, I say, in my time of peace and tranquility, when I'm not tempted, when I'm not faced with powers and desires and passions that would take me away from the straight and narrow path, when I feel that there's no way the Yetzer Hara can get the better of me. Balemot li'olam, I felt nothing can shake me. My intelligence, my morality is strong enough. So I thought. So David HaMelech thought. So we all think. And we fail to realize that it is not our great conscience and self-control which saves us from sin. That we are easily tempted to sin. And if we don't sin, it's because of Siyata Deshmaya. It's because God helps us, knowing our intentions, not to sin. Next pasuk, Adonai birtzoncho he'emadato lahar ri'oz. God, it is because of your wish to protect me that you made my mountain so powerful. Mountain for Radak is l'sichli, my intelligence. You helped me, gen Radak, shelo nichshalti b'hisogvibo, that I didn't become trapped, that I didn't become ensnared in relying upon my own powers of self-control, thinking that I myself could overpower the Yetzer Hara. No, as the Chazal tell us, the Gemara was studying recently in Daf Yomi, Mseches Kedushin, Il Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biosro Lo Yuchalo. If not for God's support and God's help, a person could never win out against the powers within him, the evil powers, the temptational powers that are within inside of him. And therefore, although I said in a moment of peace and tranquility, Balemot Liolam, I eventually realized that it's Birtzon Cho. It's because of you, God, that I did not sin. But because if his start of onecho, once you hid your face from me, ho yisi nivhol, I did stumble and I did fall into the trap of temptation. In the words of Radak, ho yisi nivhol v'nichshalti b'machshavti v'govar yitzri al sichli. My intelligence failed me, and my yetzer hara overcame my own power of rationality and reason. And therefore, when I did stumble, I did not get your support, when I relied upon my own self-control and sinned, Then, next pasuk, Elecha Adonai Yekro. Then I called out to God, and I knew, V'al Adonai Yeschanon, I called and prayed to God, because I knew, Radak again, Ki yodati ki ein li refua biltecho. I knew there's no cure, there's no healing from my ability to do evil, except with you, unless I turn to you. And therefore, I pray to you, and I said, next pasuk, Ma betza bedomi beridati el shochas. What benefit is there in my life if I'll go down to the grave? What benefit is there for kavod shamayim, for God's kavod, if I, Russia as I am, sinner as I am, if I am taken from this world and go down to death? Hayodecha ofor, does earth praise you? Hayagid amitecha, does earth, does dust, does the dead corpse tell of your truth? Therefore, Shema Adonai v'choneni, Adonai heye ozer li. Therefore, God, hear me and favor me. Help me. Be an ozer. Be my help. Because only with your help can I overcome the natural temptations that every person has to sin. And then David closes with the words of great, great joy and thanksgiving. Hofachta mispedi limoholi. God, you transformed my sadness, my grief, into dance. What a beautiful, beautiful image. The transition from mispaid, from eulogy, from grief and mourning, to mochol, to dancing in a circle. Words of Radak. Shehoyisi misabeil al nafshi im tovad. I was in such grief and such mourning and such remorse over my sins, thinking I would be lost. V'yatobi sartani v'yomartoli al yad neviyacho. But God, you told me through your prophet, quote Shmo Beis, Kapitel Yud Beis, Gam Adonoi he'evir chatoscho lo somus. God has forgiven you, you will not die. So you transformed my mispaid into machol, into dance. Pitachto saki, you opened and undid my sackcloth in which I was wrapped in remorse over my sins. You opened them up, you removed them from me with your good news. Vata azreini simcha, and you girded me instead, you clothed me instead with simcha. The contrast between mispaid and machol, between sack and simcha, is such a powerful one, such a stark contrast. It's no wonder that David is moved by this reflection to the conclusion of this kapitel Tehillim. Lema'al yizamercha kavod v'lo yidom. So that my kavod, my nefesh, will praise you and never be silent. It will be a praise she'ein lo demama choma v'hefsek. It has no silence, has no boundary, has no interruption. A constant, persistent, continuous song. This is what David promises to God for this relief that he feels, this unburdening that he feels, this new life that he feels he has achieved because of God's forgiveness. Adonai Elohai la'olam odeko. Therefore, God, I will praise you forever. Words of Radak. Kol yemei chaya yodeko ba'avor zeh shesolachto li. God, I will praise you all the days of my life because you have forgiven me. And indeed, David does just that. We're near the end of this last lesson on Kapitel Lamed, which is the last of the series that I have taken responsibility for. Tomorrow for Kapitel Lamed Aleph, there will be a new teacher. I want to thank you all for listening to me for these past 30 days on these first 30 Kapitlach. I want to thank those of you who communicated to me your critiques, your comments, your compliments, the advice and ideas that you shared with me. I very much appreciate it. I just want to end with the comment of the Medrash Tehillim, on this beautiful kapitel. Medrash Tehillim teaches us that something which is very important, that if a person has good intentions and because of factors beyond his control cannot carry out those intentions, nevertheless, God rewards him for his good intentions. In the words of the Medrash, Mi shechoshav la'asos tova, if a person intends, plans, really wants to do something good, but for whatever reason is prevented from doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kosevo ki'ilu asa'o, God records his intentions as if he actually did what he hoped and planned to do. Teda lecho shekenhu, proof, says the Medrash, that this is true. Sheharei David never built the Beis HaMikdash. Sheharei David, but he thought of it, he planned to do it, he wanted to it, but he was prevented from doing so. Sheharei David kevon shechoshav livnos Beis HaMikdash, because David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. He intended to do so, he hoped to do so. Nichtav bishmo, the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as David's Beis HaMikdash, as it says in the first pasuk of the psalm we just concluded. Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. This is the Chanukas Habayis of David. This song is the Chanukas Habayis, even though David never reached the Chanukas Habayis in his own life. But he's given credit for it because he wished to do so. Machshava Tovo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfo LeMaaseh. The person has good intentions and for reasons beyond his control cannot carry out those good intentions, God still rewards those good intentions as if they were really, really done and accomplished. A powerful lesson to add to the many lessons which we have studied together over the past 30 kapitlach of Tehillim.